You're listening to SBS News.
It's been something of a rarity this year, a tennis match in which Ashley Barty gets beaten. France's Kristina Mladenovic coming back from one set down to upset the world number one in three.
Thanks so much, France.
What's been rolling for all of 2019, but Kristina Mladenovic shuts down the Barty party.
The win put France 2-1 up in the final, with the cup within its grasp. But a dogged performance by Aya Tomanovic in the second reverse singles left the tie in the balance, forcing a doubles decider.
Tomanovic takes it to 2-all. We're going to the fifth rubber.
Leaving two Australian Grand Slam singles title winners, Barty and 2011 US Open champion Samantha Stosur, to pair up in a bid to win their country's first Fed Cup since 1974. But it wasn't to be. Mladenovic and partner Caroline Garcia prevailing in straight sets.
And France are the Fed Cup champions for 2019. 6-4, 6-3.
Mladenovic told the Nine Network it was particularly satisfying, given France lost its last final against the Czech Republic in the doubles decider.
3 years ago, we failed on the last step of the tie, and today we just wanted to take this little revenge for ourselves, and it's just not describable how we feel right now.
The thriller in Perth followed a series of weekend sporting encounters that went down to the wire. In the A-League, Melbourne Victory's stuttering start to the season looked set to continue when it found itself 1-0 down against the Wellington Phoenix at home. Once again, it was a case of thank God for Ola Toivonen.
Came off the shins, favoured Toivonen. It's Ola Toivonen. Oh, brilliant! Absolutely sensational footwork by Ola Toivonen, and we're all square. And he's got his third of the season and has now been involved in every one of Victory's last 10 goals. Quite simply, where would they be without him?
The Swedish international's 65th minute strike captured there by the Fox Sports commentary team, as Victory managed to salvage a 1-1 draw. New Victorian team Western United moved to second on the ladder after defeating the Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1 in Geelong. Coach Mark Rudan was pleased with his team's fighting spirit after another come-from-behind win.
We've done it again, showed true test of character, once again resilience. And once again, we stayed true to our principles of play. And I thought it was a much, much more comprehensive performance. And we thoroughly deserved to win tonight against a side that was, you know, top of the table before the round started as well. So really pleased with them.
Not so pleased was Matilda's captain Sam Kerr, despite her team's 2-1 victory over Chile in the first of two friendly games. Kerr continued her incredible scoring run by netting both of Australia's goals in the game, which was the team's first competitive hit-out since the World Cup earlier this year in France. But Kerr has told Fox Sports she wants a better performance when the two teams take on each other again on Tuesday in Adelaide.
Look, we won and we played good for 75% of the game, but that's not good enough for us. We know we're great on the counter-attack, but can we possess the ball and play well? And for big parts of the game, we did today, so it was a good start. But like I said, the last 15 minutes really disappointing.
In the basketball, Melbourne United extended its winning streak to four games with a 109-90 win over the Adelaide Sixers. The Sydney Kings maintained top spot on the NBL ladder with a 10-point win over the Brisbane Bullets, while cellar dwellers the Illawarra Hawks enjoyed a rare win over the Cairns Taipans. Star Hawks import Josh Boone encouraged by some much-needed consistency.
You know, we've put a good program, you know, we put a good product out there at times, but we just couldn't be consistent through four quarters. Tonight we had a couple of little lapses, but we were really good for almost the entire game. And it showed. We came into a real hostile environment. It's a team that beat Perth handily, so we know they're a really good team, and this is exactly what we needed to get back on track.
And finally, on a sad note to end the weekend sport wrap, Australian boxing has been left reeling from the death of one of its best fighters in a training accident. Former national middleweight champion Dwight Ritchie, whose last fight was his bout with Tim Sue 3 months ago, collapsed and couldn't be revived. Ritchie had received a punch to the body during a sparring session with boxer Michael Zareffa, who was preparing for his rematch with former world champion Jeff Horn. The 27-year-old Victorian has been remembered as one of the country's brightest boxing talents, with a career record of 19 wins and just 2 losses. In a Facebook post, Ritchie's promoter Jake Ellis confirmed the tragic news, with the message, "Rest in peace, cowboy, you'll be forever missed." Gareth Borum, SBS News.